And yeah. we got to keep doing that. Si se puede. Exactly. You know, like whether you vote or not, si se puede. We got to keep doing that shit. You know, because our voices is the thing that's going to, it's going to literally echo through the borders and break them.
Exactly.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back. Wow, I sounded like Shane Dawson when they say, hey, what's up, you guys? No, sorry, sidetrack. What up, yo? It's Carla, your host, and my co-host.
It's Sal. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What up? Melanie's doing some homework, so she's just chilling in the background. Melanie.
Hi.
Crickets. Just kidding. So today we have a really awesome episode, but before we get into it, me personally, usually we talk about this before, but me personally, I have a couple shout outs, and it's mainly, man, now I forgot them. Well, first of all, one of them is for my homie, my friend, one of my good girls, Jen. She just had her baby this past weekend, the day before leap day, and I just want to give her props for, you know, pushing through and giving light to a beautiful, yeah. beautiful Javiercito. so hopefully she be hearing this. If not, you know, I get it. Whatever.
It's all good. You got a baby. You worry about that.
Yeah, you worry about the baby. But see, now you're not going to have sleep, so you have enough time to be listening to our podcast.
Yeah.
That's one of my shout outs. The second shout out, I don't know. I think that's like about it, to be honest, on my end. Like,
yeah, I didn't have any shout outs this week.
Yeah. Yeah. Besides, all the past few episodes have been fire. Excuse me. Have been fire. So definitely, like, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for whoever's been on the episode the past few weeks, month. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been motivating me a lot lately.
A lot.
I do have there was a conversation that Sarai from Poderosa Podcast and I were having. There was a riot happening a few weeks back up in, like, the LA area or so. And so I just want to give, like, shout-outs to those people if they're going through situations. Please don't hesitate to, like, contact us if you need any information on how to, like, get help or whatever. Please, we're here for whatever is needed. And she did give me a Poderosa that is releasing a lot of, like, self-help quotes, shirts, empowering things. And one of the shirts that caught my attention was, it just talks a lot about, like, Latina, Poderosa, Reina, Valiente. It just has, like, a lot of cool graphic design quotes on there that she's making into shirts. Her Instagram name is Brown Badass Bonita, and her name is
Kim. That is sick.
I know, right? and her name is Kim Guerra? Guerra?
Yeah, Kim Guerra.
Kim Guerra. A brand, and it says, a brand and movement set on empowering badass mujeres to give themselves wings through revolutionary self-love. I love that. So,
that is awesome.
Hell Kim? Yeah. Hopefully we have you on the episode someday. Poderosa Sarai from Poderosa Podcast recommended us to you, and we would love to hear more about your story. So keep at it and keep empowering women out there.
That
so,
is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
For sure. But yeah, that's only, shout outs I have personally.
For sure. Now we can move on to today's episode. Today's episode, we're not going to be interviewing anyone. We are going to be making it into an informative episode today, and we're going to be talking about voting.
Yes.
So the process of voting.
Yes.
A little bit of the history, not too much, and we're just going to talk about what it's like voting in today's election.
And before you get into it, we just want to, like, be able to provide a safe space for anybody, for whether you believe in voting, whether you believe in not voting, whether you believe in none of it, whatever, you know, wherever you stand, we want to be able to provide a safe space. Where we don't want this topic to, because it can be a little touchy, getting into a political aspect. And here at Latinx, we're not about that. We want to always be able to create a safe space para nuestra gente. And be educative, you know, but as well, we are open to be being taught as well. You know, just because we are the ones that run the podcast does not mean we know everything. Whatever is said on this podcast is, one, I speak for myself from experience, two, from things that I've learned and things that I've researched on my own. So
same here.
I just want you to know that I'm no expert at voting.
No.
For heaven's sake, I'm 27 years old. It was my first year voting. Woohoo! Yeah. So, definitely, like, I just want to be able to provide a safe space for everybody out there, whether you're a voter or you're not a voter.
So. Yeah, just so this episode is mainly for those that either are interested in voting or just seeing a new perspective on it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. We're just going to talk about, first off, what are the ways that you can vote to in today's political like standing, you know?
Yeah.
So right now, what we have going on, we have the primaries. So the primaries are what happened during an election year. An election year generally stands for either what's going to be happening that people are going to be voting for generally. So it can be like, in this case, this is for president this year.
Yeah.
So this year is going to be for the new president of the United States, whether it is a new person or we're going to be continue on with the person that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And the primaries are what lead to who are going to be representing the two main political parties of this country, which is the Democratic Party and also the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
And then little sub parties of like each, which is mainly falls under the Democratic, which is like socialists.
Yeah.
So, like, socialist Democrats, which is where, like, we'll get into a little later.
Yeah.
So, in the primaries, we're voting for, at least right now, which leads into Super Tuesday.
Yeah.
Super Tuesday is the deadline where Super Tuesday. Let me bring it up really fast. So, like, after the Super Tuesday is what happens where the first four nominating contests are over, and after all the hype, and there are still lots of questions about the race for the Democratic nomination. So this is to decide who's going to be the Democratic representative. And this is according to the Washington Post. And they're just saying that Super Tuesday clarifies things. That is the single day where the most states hold contests to pick a presidential nominee. The most voters have a chance to go to the polls and the most delegates will be allotted to candidates. So, this is just where you can decide, from the Democratic Party at least, who will be determining this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's also the Iowa caucus. It was just passed this past February, early February, where you get to see in Iowa that there's this big, big, and I mean, given so much power.
Mm-hmm.
This is where people can just come in and they're all, instead of like coming in to vote, everyone kind of goes into like this big old like room
and speaks up pretty much.
They speak up and they get to determine like just right then and there, like who do you want to represent?
Which I think in a sense is kind of chaotic.
It is very chaotic and it's been given a lot of power. And then recently there has been criticism as to
why we do it that way.
Why we do it that way, at least for the Iowa caucus.
Yeah.
And we should still continue to give it so much power. Because it's just a way for, like, determine, like, who is popular at that point. Yeah. And let's say if you win, like, and during the Iowa caucus, during, like, if you're a Republican, if you're a Democrat, it's mainly like, all right, now you have a push as to whether you're most likely going to win or not.
Yeah. Well, I think it was really interesting, the video you sent me about last week or so, that it talks about Super Tuesday and explaining a little bit about that. And I think that's actually a good video that we hope to post on our Instagram, at least the link about it, because it is kind of long. It's just on YouTube. If you type in like, what is it? Super Tuesday.
Yeah.
I think if you type in Super Tuesday, it should pop up. But it talks a lot about why we're doing like the Iowa caucus. Caucus.
It's called caucus.
and then like it talks about like what would be if like they put out all the numbers and if they look at it, Iowa is not even one of the top states that matters the most because now it's so diverse and it's all of the states, right? There's so many more states out there that are more diverse than Iowa. Mm. And so if you want
more populated.
And so it was like what, number 42 in the in the link down. So I don't know the more technical names of it and all that, but it did make sense to me throughout that video. Because, guys, I've never been really into politics.
Yeah, we're figuring it out.
I've never been really, like, brought into it or anything. My parents are immigrants, and they have actually never voted in their lives and never really – that wasn't a priority. That wasn't something that they're like, you know what, that's what I want to do. Their priority was let's make money, let's work, and raise our kids to where they're going to be living in royalty in a sense, right? Mm-hmm. So I never really, like, got taught how to, like, important – in a sense, voting like can be or it can't. So it was just kind of like a whatever kind of in the background, and that's fine. But then I think it did get to a point where I was just like, I absolutely will never vote in my life because I fucking hate it. Like it doesn't matter. And so when you do your research a little bit, it has a different perspective. But before I get into that, go ahead and continue on your thought about the Iowa caucus.
Well,
the
Iowa caucus is, according to HowStuffWorks.com, it gives a pretty good rundown of like what actually happens.
Uh-huh.
But it also gives a good critique as to why people think it's important and what makes it important. Because one critique that it talks about is, quote, after all, Iowa is just a quiet, largely agricultural state, and Iowa doesn't necessarily represent a diverse cross-section of America.
Yeah.
The state's population is more than 90% white. So that was a big critique as to why the Iowa caucus is seen as important.
Mm-hmm.
But then also research shows that a majority of the people that do vote are white, mm-hmm. Anglo-Saxon Americans,
mm-hmm.
or just Caucasians.
Okay.
Yeah. And most likely than not, we might get something wrong, you know, or we might just confuse it.
Yeah.
Of what's going on in the elections. And mm-hmm. please.
Please inform us.
Inform us.
Yeah.
Because we're doing our best just with the information that we're given and in our own perspective and also our own understanding of it.
Yeah. Honestly, guys, like, we're still learning about it and... Like I said, from the very beginning, like, we don't want this to be in a political topic. I'm really, really, like, right now on this, like, new season of, like, learning, like, how do our states work, you know? And so now falling into kind of where I was going with this is, so, since Utah, I've been a very, like, activist person, right? Mm. In high school, I was, like, the Latinos in Action president. I was really always open to like doing outreach and standing up for my community. Growing up in the church as that, like I was even an activist through that. And then my dad got deported. So then it even got in more intense where I'm like, fuck this immigration system. You know, I'm gonna do like what's right. I'm never gonna have people go through what my parents did. And I wanted to be a lawyer and all this shit, right? that seemed like I was really, really bitter. I was really, really, and still, I'm not going to lie, there's still a lot of moments when I'm hella bitter. So, I don't know, like I said, I was never taught what voting was all about and how to do it. And when it happened, I just knew that every 4 years we got a new president and at 18 you were allowed to vote. And when 18 hit around, I did go register to vote, but I didn't go through with it.
Right.
I didn't go vote because I was just like, nah, my vote doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that. Like, it don't matter. Like, I'm still going to be an activist. I'm going to, if I want to change, if I want to see a change, I'm going to make it actually happen with my bare hands here, yeah, right here where I'm at. But a vote isn't going to change me. A vote's not going to, like, do anything. And so I got really in that mentality, you know? And I always had that mentality. Then I hit 25, 26 or so. And then I'm like, all right. I think that was, like, the age that my sister hit 18. And I told her, I'm like, all right, let's go register to vote, Michi. She registered to vote. And we didn't fall through with it again. Yeah. But this time, not because we didn't want to. This was the last election, actually. It wasn't because we didn't want to. It was actually we were in Guatemala. And for the presidential election, for the voting of that session. But we didn't know when Senate, like, voting, yeah, you know, the primary elections, like, all that shit. Like, I didn't, yeah, know that stuff. Like, yeah, you know, so we're in Guatemala. We're actually coming down from a volcano. And it was Kayla, myself, and then, like, a bunch of Canadians in the back. It was, like, a total of, like, 9 of us. We were on a tour guide, right?
Yeah.
A tour up to the volcano. We were coming back. And that's when we heard the news. They were like, so, you guys are from Utah? We're like, yeah. Like, so, are you guys excited about your new president? We're like, wait, who got voted? Who won, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you don't know? And I'm like, nah, dude, we don't keep up to date to that. Like, what's up? And he's like, Donald Trump. And I'm like, oh man, okay. So that's another topic.
Just the story.
That's just the story. I'm just saying the story. But so I'm like, oh shoot, okay, you know. So that's why one of the reasons, it's not an excuse, but I mean that's one of the things why we also didn't vote. So anyways, voting once again got shoved to the back of my, yeah, head. I was like, whatever. All right, it is what it is. My vote wouldn't have mattered anyways. Got back into that mentality and went on with life, moved out here. And then one day I said something to somebody, I think I was like, yeah, I don't vote. I don't really believe in that. Whatever. It is what it is. And they're like, oh, your vote does matter. Your vote, you really should put it in, you know, like, especially right now we're in this like mutual shift of like, our culture that we really should be joined. This is our power. This is something we've been given. And mm-hmm. And I'm like, nah, that's bullshit. And so, you know, keeping in that mentality. And so it didn't officially hit until I probably started going to the coffee events a little bit more. And these coffee events, after visiting farms and amazing friends of mine in Guatemala that are farmers, and seeing how much fucking work they're putting in, mm-hmm. how much like blood and sweat they're putting into this work, into this cup of coffee that we get to drink every day, right?
Right.
So after experiencing that and then going to a coffee event here in the States and seeing that it is, the industry is such a, sorry, I just like recently ate, so I'm like, I'm bloated. I'm just farting. No big deal. No, I'm just kidding. But going to these events and seeing that it's so profit driven, that it's so aesthetically driven,
mm-hmm.
it's so white privilegedly driven. And that really is like, I can't be around the bush about that stuff. I think I have vented enough to where now I can vent about it in a healthy way. And that I think this is really healthy for me to say that the coffee industry is very white privilege driven,
mm-hmm.
and it's very profitably like driven, where I can be wearing a t-shirt and nobody pays attention to me, but I can be wearing a fucking like button up suit or whatever shirt and nice, like looking like a lady is supposed to look, whatever, a business lady is supposed to look. I don't know what the fuck that even means. Right? But then they look at you and they say, wow, okay, yeah, what coffee would you like to buy? Bitch, I'm just wanting to fucking slurp some up. Like, you, like, you know, like, but anyways, like, I'm
back
gonna,
up.
I know, right? You could see the differences on how, like, looks matter. And,
right.
And I think that's really sad because, like I said, being somebody that, like, has seen the fucking people that work on these farms and bust their ass off, for us to be over here worrying about oh my gosh, they won the best latte art. Oh my gosh, they won the best thing, blah, 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 all this, whatever.
And you got people that are just working their ass off in like very ridiculous circumstances out in like Guatemala or like in Ethiopia, Colombia, and these crazy ass farms where you have to like pick berries for I don't know how long
throughout the day. Yeah. Yeah, so it's 1 second. Sorry, I'm trying to blow out my candle because it's getting... it's giving Melanie some allergies over here. But anyways, yeah, and that's where I'm at, right? It's like, It's like I want to be that person to represent these farmers in a sense, right? And how can I do that by just going to buy a cup of coffee? You know, or how can I do that with like, I don't know, just like in a sense, going to these competitions and just cheering somebody on that is going to put their coffee to waste.
You represent.
You know, so it's like, and at first I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I ain't coming to these events anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, my presence doesn't even matter here. So why should I keep coming? And so I was driving home, you know, and it was from Orange County and I was driving home and I'm like, fuck, you know what? They might not notice my presence, but the farmers, like, I'm representing them right now. Maybe I don't work on that farm with them, but I'm on this field with them right here.
Right.
You know, I'm speaking for them. Mm-hmm. I'm saying this farmer needs to try their fucking own coffee.
Yeah.
So that, like, I don't know what, it, like, sparked up a sense of, like, me voting. And I said, oh, my God, like, whether my presence matters or doesn't matter in those competitions or in these like coffee events, like I at least did all I could, right? So then I transferred that metaphor towards the voting polls and voting and the elections.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? Whether my vote doesn't matter or not, I at least did everything I could that my parents couldn't.
Yeah.
And now the work doesn't end at the polls. The work doesn't end at writing this ballot down and putting it in a box and all right, it's done. No, y'all, like, it doesn't end there, you know. And if you don't want to vote, cool. You know, I respect whatever your perspective is.
You have every right not to.
Don't vote. You know, that's your right as well.
Yeah.
But just don't let your activist work be bitter. You know, stay in,
exactly.
don't let yourself be in bitterness. Cause I think I sat in that too long. I sat in that shit way too long.
Mm.
You know, where I was like a bitter Latina and I was just like, fuck this shit. Like, fuck all these homies, you know? Like, no, it's like now, you know what? Whether I vote or don't vote, fuck, like I'm still gonna be an activist for our fucking community, for my parents, for my aunts and uncles, for my cousins, for my brothers and sisters, you know? Because it's like immigration is such a fucking important thing to me that that's just, you know,
you want to make sure you're represented in a positive way and in a way that it is effective.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and you.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know that was kind of a long story. It kind of dragged on a little bit more than it should have. But I always have these metaphors about coffee and I connect coffee into my everyday life. And so it's like as if it was my God in a way. I am 27 years old and I, for the first time, voted on Friday. It was fucking nerve-wracking.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of fucked up, but it's okay.
Well, no, I don't think you fucked up. But just to go into that, there is a few different ways that you can vote. And it has changed up since the last time that you were able to vote.
Yes.
So, I'm just getting to the page. You are sent a ballot from your state or local government. And it is pretty much either you can vote by mail,
mm-hmm.
or you can grab that ballot that you're sent by mail and you can turn it into a voting center now. There's no there's no designated voting areas. Now there's voting centers that you can go to. Whatever one is most convenient to you at your location.
Mm-hmm.
And you can grab that ballot that got sent to you by mail. You can turn it in there. Or you can use that as like a reference tool as to like how you were voting based on your previous research, if you had done so.
Yeah.
And if you decide to vote there at those voting centers, there are these new machines where they're pretty much the computers.
Yeah. It's on the first page, I think. We have our booklets.
Yeah, and also you get a booklet, which pretty much it breaks down like how you can vote.
Yeah, I didn't see that booklet. That's where I fucked up.
Yeah, that's what she said she fucked up. Right? She didn't see the booklet.
I'm going to tell you guys in a little bit my fucking hilarious experience. But yeah. Go ahead.
But yeah, so this new way to vote is pretty much it is a computer monitor, which is pretty much like the size of a tablet. Mm-hmm. And it has a keypad with audio for like people that need those need that assistance, and also a touch display that you can use, or just an integrated like ballot box as well. Mm-hmm. And then in those booklets, they give you instructions on how to do it, and also you can receive instructions while you're there, and it gives you step by step processes.
It's super easy. It's like, think about it as like if you're gonna go take your driver's license exam, and you're literally click correct, click. Wrong, or I mean, not saying that there's one or wrong for whoever you're voting for, but that's just an example. It's like a fill in the blank kind of, or pick,
like just pick one,
super easy. And the people there at the volunteer sections or the voting ballot or the polls are super helpful,
So yeah, make sure if you are interested in voting, you read your booklet. And if you don't have the time to do so, but you still want to vote, you go to the nearest voting center, which is also on your ballot. It comes with the info sheet. And just go ahead and just wait in line and try to vote. You show up, you ask questions. You don't feel like you're going to look like uninformed or dumb or anything. You are there to do your thing.
Yeah. It is too late to register to vote for this primary election. Mm-hmm. It was February 18th that you had to vote, but for November
to register.
Yeah. But when November does come around, right? Like definitely go online, try to register. You can go to, vote.org or just type in Google, right? Register like, to vote.
Google is your best friend.
It really is. Right. So yeah, you can go on there or even ask any of your friends or family members that are doing like, you know, that are voting, or if you guys need questions or help of direction on where to go or how to do something, email us, message us on Instagram, whatever you got to do. And yeah, we'll send you the right links, the proper links on how to get at least started, you know? But yeah.
Let's just finish up this thought on the Iowa caucus just to make sure that it's just clear. Iowa caucus is this big event where the people get to decide who is popular in the Democratic selection. So this isn't usually set at any kind of designated polling place or whatever. According to howstuffworks.com, these places are attended in like public meetings, usually like in school gyms, churches, and like public libraries, even restaurants and fire stations if they're available. So they can choose their presidential nominee by standing in the section of the room devoted to their candidate. These people are literally saying, pick a side and stand there. And on the chance that your preference group doesn't get enough people to be considered viable, usually it's like 15% of the attendees that need to be there, the caucus goers have the option to join another group or try to convince people to join their group. This is all done just like there.
Yeah.
You know, there's just people talking to each other. And then once it is decided, delegates of that state are awarded the final preference groups based on the size of people that are popular. So a good example of this was, let's say if you won the Iowa caucus like popularity vote and you're considered like the number one person that they're considering to become the president. This happened to Obama.
Yeah.
Obama, they weren't sure like how popular he was going to be or how well he was going to be in the election.
Clinton
was ahead on popularity, but Obama was the one that won the popular vote in Iowa in the caucus. So after that, it pretty much said, look, he's most likely going to win.
And it's skyrocketing.
And then he skyrocketed into popularity.
Yeah.
Even though Hillary Clinton was the one that was considered more popular before then. Mm-hmm. Just because of that. Just because of the Iowa caucus.
Yeah.
Which had just passed. This was like in February 1st or 3rd. I can't remember quite exactly. But yeah, that's why there's a lot of criticism as to why we should consider the Iowa caucus so important. Because this is like, basic as it is, this is a popularity contest between people in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And it has such a big standing. And it's that's how it's been like ever since like the mid-70s.
Yeah.
So there's those are the criticisms about that. And there's also like the importance as why what you consider in the Iowa caucus, where your standing is in that. Because it's a big popularity contest right there.
Yeah.
So people are standing in a room just saying, all right, if you like this person, stand to the left side of the room. If you like this person, stand to the right. If you're not sure, if you have a different opinion, pick a corner and convince us why. It's such a weird, it's a weird concept. And it's this Iowa caucus this year, they implemented like smartphone votes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Where you can just send in, like, if you can't show up to the Iowa caucus, you can still put in your vote.
Okay.
Remotely.
Wow.
Which is different.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the Iowa caucus as, like, the most basic way that we can explain it according to our understanding. But if you have more information, please let us know. And we'll be glad to post it up or just provide a link on our pages.
Yeah, for sure.
So now let's get to the presidential election process and how this all leads to the presidential election.
Yes.
So you have all these things happening where you have Super Tuesday, the Iowa caucus, and you have the Republican National Convention, where these are all ways to determine who is the popular candidate for the political party. Now, to know who's voting for president, who people are running for president, you have, as of right now, after the Iowa caucus and everything that's been going on, who the people that are left to run for the Democrats are Joe Biden, Mike Bloomberg. Her name is Tulsi Gabbard. I might mess up some of these names because it's hard. It's hard. Amy Klobuchar. I really hope I said that right. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. Those are the six people that are running for the Democrats, and they're trying to see who is going to be the official representative for the Democratic Party. And then you have the Republicans, and there's only two. There is Donald Trump, and there's William Weld. But if you look at it, throughout this whole time, there were only four people running to be president from the Republican side. But there was 28 people running for the Democratic side. So that means there were 22 Democrats that dropped out of the presidential election. And there was two Republicans that dropped out of their running for the presidential election. That is a big, big difference.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people trying to become a Democratic president.
Yeah, it is.
And it's all based off of these events that decide how popular these people are. And if they're going to actually be like a strong candidate for like the Democrats or the Republicans. Like who are people going to listen to, essentially?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it really is.
It's like high school.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I want to be class president.
And that's why I understand why it can be very intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
I like a thing that Sal said. And for those that are watching Narcos, it's actually on Narcos right now.
They give a good example.
I think it's, I don't even know what episode it is, but they talk about it, how...
I think it's episode 6, maybe?
No, I think it's a little bit above that.
Or episode 8.
Yeah. But episode 9. No, episode eight, because I just finished eight. So it talks about, if you guys, like I said, if you're watching Narcos Mexico, their new season, episode eight, they talk about El PRI in Mexico and their political parties and how that all went down. And it's still sometimes like a very like...
sketchy process.
Sketchy and rigged, rigged situation. And so they say...
Allegedly.
Yeah. And so they say... Yeah, allegedly. And so they say that this is pretty much a sense of voter suppression. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's a very strong, like...
It's a very strong word. And,
I definitely think I've been one that's been, like, in voter suppression. So, but that's just me, you know? That's just the way I've seen it. And it's like, wow.
Just to clarify what we're talking about, voter suppression is... a political tactic that was used as an example during this episode where the PRI, a political party in Mexico, allegedly, because, you know, we can't say it was proven now.
Yeah.
But that they allegedly used the voting system of that time to rearrange how the votes are being distributed, where you say, all right, this side is more popular in votes and you can watch these results live. And this side is like doing pretty low. But in actuality, it's actually inverse. You say PRI is doing really well, and but they're actually not.
Yeah.
Like you can skew the vote. Siri, you see, government's watching.
Siri over here.
Siri's like, what's up? What do you need?
Hey, Siri. Nah, mira, a mí ni me entiende.
But no, Siri is watching me.
A mí no me escucha. Yeah.
It's like, what you talking about, bro? Don't get into it yet.
Right. So, yeah. Guys, that's a really, really good example. You know, if you want to go watch Narcos episode 8.
Well, the actual tactic is to make people believe that, like, no matter what you do, it's the belief that no matter if you vote or not, your political party is losing.
Yeah.
But in actuality, aren't the real results.
And then that's what makes you think, oh, my vote doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Whatever. Why am I going to vote?
Yeah. The continuation of that happening is a result of, like, people having that belief. My vote doesn't matter.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, that's just, like, one of the things, one of the tactics that I was like, wow, that's really interesting. So... that's definitely, like, a good example.
It is crazy.
Yeah, it is fucking crazy.
So, to learn more about the presidential election process, I went to usa.gov/election, where it just breaks it down really quickly, like, what this is all happening. So, right here, according to the usa.gov, it says, the primaries, the caucuses, and the political conventions, the election begins with primary elections and caucuses. These are two methods that states use to select potential presidential nominees. So in general, primaries use secret ballots for voting. Caucuses are local gatherings for voters who vote at the end of the meeting for a particular candidate. Then it moves to nominating conventions, during which political parties each select their nominee to unite behind. So that can be the direct representative of like the political party. So during a political party convention, each presidential nominee also announces a vice presidential running mate. So these are the people that are like, all right, this is going to be my vice president if I win, you know? Hmm. And then they can also participate in those debates with the candidates, with the other parties once they're confirmed and they're announced. So the role of the Electoral College, this is something that I've been like, what the fuck is this?
I think that one, I mean, I don't want to overwhelm everybody, so I think it's like, if you could simplify that one as with the littlest words as possible, I know it's kind of hard because, but I don't want to like,
I don't want to feel overwhelmed.
I don't want to drag on the episode as much that it should be because I know it should be like, we just want to like encourage you guys, whatever you're believing in, just know that this is a safe place.
Yeah. So during the general elections, Americans can go to now their voting centers to cast their vote for the president. So the Electoral College is what is determining who wins the election. The candidate must receive the majority of the electoral votes. So no candidate receives, if no candidate has a, like a major outcome towards their side, that's when the House of Representatives chooses the president and the Senate chooses the vice president. So if you don't vote, the Electoral College, which is pretty much the House of Representatives, they choose who the president will be. And the Senate chooses who the vice president will be, which is why it is super important why you should vote. Because if you don't vote, someone else will choose for you. Mm-hmm. But if you decide not to vote, that is all on you. You have every right not to do so. And no one should judge you for that. Because you are living your own life, and we must respect you for that.
Yeah, for sure.
And more power to you, man. Decisiveness is better than
we just want to inform you, you know, like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, if you choose not to vote, we don't want it to be, if you're deciding not to vote, we don't want it to be a decision that's just made out of bitterness.
Yeah,
you know, because if that's the case, like, dude, there's enough resources out there, you know, there's enough info out there for you. And so that's what we want to be. So
we want to be a resource.
But if you have your mind set in stone on why you don't vote and you know why you don't vote, dude,
cool.
That's your thing. Yeah. You know,
that's you.
As much as like I now understand the for me, the background behind voting, and I've gotten myself into a little bit more research and understanding of what's happening in our political scenario here in the States, is definitely, you know, a thing where I'm like, okay, cool. But yeah, you know, I definitely, like, I would encourage you guys to vote if that's what's in your heart and you need help. You want somebody to go with you. Dude, I will go with you on Monday or Tuesday. Let's go, you know? But if you don't want to and you just want to talk about it and give me your perspective on why you're not voting, cool, dude. I don't even want to get into, like, a political talk about it. No, by no means. That's, like, far from me, by the way.
Yeah,
that exactly. is far from me. But definitely, I would like to chat about it and, yeah. like, hear your perspective. I'm a very good listener.
I want to say so, but you know what? Y'all can determine that. We want to listen to what you got to say,
yeah.
what your thoughts are. Fact check us, please.
Yeah, for sure. Please. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because, like I said, we said the sources. We're going to put out the sources on our episode description. Mm-hmm. So you can see, like, this is what we're talking about. And if there's something that we need to clarify or disclose, please let us know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, we cited our sources, people.
Yes, yes. We must. We must.
And then throughout the week, we'll do our best just to, like, give out, like, infos and links of, like, where you can look up more information about voting.
Yeah, for sure. And strongest point for me personally, if you are voting, it doesn't end there, though.
It doesn't end there.
Let's keep, you know, let's keep raising our voices, because, you know, I always tell Dwayne, it's because I'm Latina, you know, I'm going to be raising my voice. Like... not against him. not against him, but, like, you know what, it's just like a little saying I say, is like oh, why are you this? Oh, it's because I'm Latina. Like, why? It's like, it's because I'm fucking Latina, dude. And because
it's
I'm
not
Latina,
an excuse, it's just, know? Like, this is just who I am.
Like, this is me, and this is all me. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna do it whatever I can for the ones that don't, that the ones that look like me, the ones that are like me, you know. And the ones that can't speak up and feel like they don't have a voice, I'm going to do whatever I can.
Exactly.
Whether it is simply going and voting, whether my vote matters or doesn't matter, you know, as simple as me putting out a quote out there or putting out this podcast itself is already activist work for us, you know, going out, doing community service, helping, like, our parents or our elders in our communities be like, need translators, need help filling out paperwork, whatever it is, you know, that's it. You know, that's what we got to do. So
exactly.
On my end, that's really all I got to say to leave off of all you guys on the voting and the ballots and the polls and the experiences. And I do recommend doing research if you are going to go vote.
Yeah,
I went in there thinking, oh, I'm just voting for a president. Yeah. Then there was, like, a bunch of other people. It was like 23 pages long. And I'm like, okay, what name is prettier? I'm just kidding.
But no, yeah, you want to do your research just so you're more informed about what you're actually going to vote for. And help you make the best decision according to your belief.
Help each other out, you know? So there is, and I know I just said that was like the last of my spew, but this is a really cool thing that one of my friends said, and Natalie's, if you're listening, this is your guys' idea. The Natalie's, some of my good friends, went and hung out with them this week, and we talked about voting and all, and she's like, you know, and I kind of remember what they were saying, but if I'm correct, this is what they said. They said that sometimes when it gets closer to, like, voting and, like, whether it is for primaries or, you know, presidential elections, they gather. Like, all their friends gather. And they said, all right, you get this candidate, you get this candidate, you get this one, and this one, this and this one, right? And so, like, let's say there's a total of six, right? Everybody gets their own candidate. And they're like, all right. Do your research. Throughout the week, we'll be sending each other facts. But at the end of the week, we're going to gather and let you guys, like, you know, look at all the facts.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
The pros and cons. And then that helps you make your decision. Not our decision. Your decision. So, like, let's say, like, I have one candidate, you have one, whether Democrat, Republican, whatever it is, and at the end of the week, you and I are like, all right, this person is really, really focused on immigration and really focused on healthcare and the economy. And then you're like, yeah, but then this person also, they have had these past certain things, or, you know, these are just examples, right?
Right.
So they're like, so make sure you consider that. If you want to vote for them, make sure you consider that. So you're not necessarily talking me out of not voting for that person, but you're also giving me information about it. And so I think those are little cool things to do with between your friends, you know, between workshops and like, hey, let's gather. Let's everybody get a candidate, whether you like them or you don't, you know, do some research on them and bring it back. Share it with if they want to vote. At least you're giving them the info. You know, you're giving them the resources, the pros and the cons of why I still want to vote for this person or why I don't, you know? And so I think that's a really cool thing.
Yeah.
I think exactly. That's a really cool thing because then we're
supporting each other.
Yeah. And we're also opening this dialect of why voting shouldn't be such a scary thing.
Yeah. It shouldn't be something right? That's so overwhelming.
Like we get asked. So who did you vote for? Nobody, none, no.
Who was running?
None of y'all business. But we get very, like, defensive about it, right?
Yeah.
But it's because we get scared
That's personal.
Yeah, we get scared.
And it can be personal.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm not saying, like, you know, hiding it, like, is bad. No. It's just, like, sometimes we've been taught, like, this is personal stuff. We can't share it. But it's, like, how are we helping our fellow, like,
citizens
like to learn, you know?
Yeah.
So I think, like I said, it does not end at the polls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is our responsibility as Latinx individuals to go out there and be like, all right, you didn't vote, that's okay. You want to vote? Cool. Now let me show you how our government works in a sense. How 1 + 1 = 2. You know, literally as simple as that. That's how simple I need to explain it.
Yeah.
It's not 1 × 2
to the 11th power squared.
And all this. It's like, nah. Like, they make you want to think that that's how hard it is. But we are Latinx individuals empowered by our immigrant parents that come from royalty. And we need to own up for that. And so I think that's exactly. Like, I think that's like a very powerful thing where it's just like, why can't we share this shit?
Yeah.
Whether you vote or not. Tell me you don't vote. Cool, dude.
Yeah, I respect
you for
that.
You know how scared I was to tell Sal and Melanie, be like, hey, guys, I've never voted. I'm 27 years old. I've never voted. I right away thought, oh, my God, they're going to fucking, like, say, what have you been doing? You failed us. Like, but no, like, they were hella helpful. They were like, here's a page. Here's this video. Here's this, like, book. There's this.
Well, first we asked, do you want to vote?
Yeah, that is true. That is actually true.
We didn't just throw information at them. Like, oh, you never voted before? Let me tell you.
Yeah, no. They were super. Actually, I remember telling Sal, and then Sal was like, why don't you vote? And I'm like, oh, because of this. He's like, okay.
And also the tone you have to say it to. You don't be like, why don't you vote? Why are you being a bitch? Like, no. Like, you have to be like,
yeah.
Be honest and be empathetic about it. Like,
yeah.
Why don't you vote?
Yeah. Yeah, so Yeah, I thought it was a very, like, good experience to share that with him, to share that with Melanie, to share that with, like, my coworkers. Mm-hmm. Now I feel comfortable to say I have never voted. It's been 2 presidential elections, 2 primary elections, almost 9, 10
like legislative
elections. Legislative
like,
elections.
Like local or county or like
that I have state. Never done. Yeah. I have never done. And I can't feel bad for that. And no. I don't feel bad for that.
Because that was your experience. That was your journey.
Yeah.
You can only move forward from there. There's no point of dwelling in the past if you regret not doing so.
Yeah.
Like just we move look on, move forward.
Yeah. So now I look at it as I look at like MLK, you know, I look at the civil rights movement activists, you know, they didn't stop at bringing a vote to a fair position, you know? Mm-hmm. It wasn't just like, they just didn't start doing activist work so they can bring a vote to other people than just the white, privileged American people, you know?
No, they brought so they can elevate their people and, in awareness and to having a voice that's equal and that's fair.
Yeah. And so where I'm going with this is they didn't stop there.
Yeah.
They didn't stop there, you know. The marches kept going.
Yeah.
You know, the voices, the screaming of like, si se puede, like, are still there. And we got to keep doing that. Si se puede. Exactly. You know, like, whether you vote or not, si se puede. We got to keep doing that shit. You know, because our voices is the thing that's going to, it's going to literally echo through the borders and break them.
Exactly.
I like that.
For sure.
But, yeah, I went on a rant more than, like, I should have. But,
but it was nice to hear what you had to say.
Yeah.
And please, guys, thank you for joining us on this episode. But please, just to end it off, let us know what you think. Let us know if there's anything that we missed. And also if there's something that you really liked that we mentioned that we made clear. Or if you have any questions, like, let us know. We'll be super happy to help you all out and to clarify things.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening to this episode. And if you'd like to hear more of this, we'll definitely do more informative episodes like this.
For sure. We haven't done one like that in a while.
Yeah. No, yeah. Cool minute.
Yeah. All right. Well, love you guys. Mi gente, stay strong. And let your voices be heard.
Do it.
Va pues.
Vamos.